Amy Grant, what about the love on WWIB? And what about it as we start the best 5 minutes of the day? Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Amy Grant, going back a few years here on a throwback Thursday, huh?
She goes back a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Good message, though, right? What about the love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think so. You would think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've told this story before, but one of my very first concerts was seeing Amy Grant, and she had all sorts of costume changes. And then many years later, I saw her again, and she just came out and sat on the edge of the stage with her jeans on and shirt and a guitar, and had just dropped her daughter off for dance class. And it was much more raw and honest. Huh. And you can imagine which one I liked better.
Yeah, right, for sure. Yeah. I've had a chance to interview her a couple of times, although I don't think I've...
Nice.
I've seen her in... I've seen her like a Christmas concert with Michael W. Smith.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, in the cities. So that was good. So, So that message, what about the love? I mean, certainly a famous story. It's the golden rule is love your neighbor as yourself. Although some have pointed out like, well, you know, another way to maybe... If you think about it further... you might want something that somebody else doesn't, so we should love people the way they want to be loved is another explanation. You've heard that?
Yeah, I have heard that. You know, and I think in some regards, the message of love is simple, right? We try to love well, and in other ways, it becomes much more complex if we try to overthink it. And, you know, I think... I think we have to be aware of this tendency to love people in such a way that completely misses them as a person.
Right.
If that makes any sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the idea, I guess we've talked about it before, like when I think about Fred Rogers, I mean, what he just kind of represented and embodied. I mean, he really championed that idea about it through the TV, right? But trying to say, like, I love you and I like you just as you are. I mean, I think that's
just
such
as you are. Yeah.
I mean, and that's why I quote Romans 5:8, you know, most mornings before 6 in the morning, right? While we're still sinners, Christ died for us. But,
right.
And so, yeah, I mean, and there's just so many verses about it. God is love. And so we are supposed to, and then going beyond Jesus, you know, love one another as I've loved you, right? There, that was a big deal. And yet I heard somebody over the weekend say, and this was a little, and it was on my Chippewa Valley This Week podcast, which was on the refugee resettlement issue. But I heard someone say, you know, there's loving your neighbor as yourself personally, but then on a different level. And basically, the way I'd interpret what the person said was, but in a larger sense, you almost have a pass on that societally is somehow the explanation. And that was head scratching to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I disagree. You know, I think we look at love individually, relationally, societally. I think if we were able to get back to that place, I think if we were guided by that, we would be in a much better place. But so often we're guided by self-centeredness and our ideas about what is best for other people. And unfortunately, we end up missing people in that process.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think, I mean, I just don't see that, I guess, in the word. I mean, in terms of the idea that there's a big exception after the Good Samaritan that you should somehow adjust this when it comes to your social, political, societal life.
Right. So, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for that's at least partly therapeutic to get that off my chest this morning. So. All right, doing some therapy here with the doctor here. and so I just read a Marshfield Clinic story for my news on WOGO. I guess we'll have it here coming up after 6, but hoping for better times for Marshfield Clinic. Some cutbacks and some sacrifices going on for sure. So,
yeah, as someone who's been there for 17 years, it's certainly been a rocky road at times, but I keep showing up for work and trying to love people well through my work.
There we go. 17 years. Way to go.
Yeah.
I've shown up here for work for 38 years, starting part-time in November of 85, so.
Nice.
Here we go. All right, hey, we got, tell you what, we covered, we kind of had some trouble with your phone line, a lot better today, near the latter part of yesterday's conversation, but let's just jump ahead to Mark 5, 35, and 36 today.
Sure. It says, while he was still speaking to her, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now. But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just have faith.
And in your devotional commentary on the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those two verses this way. Amid the interruption, someone told Jairus that his daughter had died, asking, why bother Jesus anymore? Healing people was one thing. Raising someone from the dead was quite another. Overhearing, Jesus turned to Jairus and said to him, do not be afraid, only believe.
Boy, you know, I think of, again, whether it's stuff in our homes or our work or in society, we can sure be overrun by fear, or I can. And I think for me, trying to trust the bigger picture of what God is up to is something I need to remember. And this brings me to that. So,
absolutely. Thanks so much, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet.
Well, Thanksgiving a week from today, Caleb.
Yes, it is. Looking forward to it very much. And so we have a question for you, birthed out of some research, because, of course, they do studies on everything. But we're wondering, what's a Thanksgiving side dish that you'll just keep passing when it gets to you? I guess that's a nice way of saying you don't care for it, don't like it. What's a Thanksgiving side dish you say, man, just keep passing it along. Be polite to the host or hostess, but saying not so much for me. 715-396-1670 in your own words or by text, 715-396-1670. Or you can respond to the question we just posted in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Yeah, and so thanks go to post-pandemic inflation, prices for a Thanksgiving dinner are going to be a bit higher this year. And this survey revealing some of the less popular Thanksgiving side dishes. In fact, according to the data, 27% of Americans do not like the candied yams, the sweet potatoes.
Well, so is that the same thing as like the sweet potatoes you mentioned with the marshmallows and stuff? Is candied yams the same thing or is that different?
That's a good question.
I don't know, honestly.
And I said to my wife, like when I, apparently what she was, because we got this Thanksgiving celebration on Saturday. And so she's supposed to bring... Her mom has multiple times said, you got to bring that, what you did last year, because it was like dessert with the sweet potatoes, and it was like caramelized nuts on top.
Sure, yeah.
And so, but when I suggested marshmallows, too, my wife, I think she may have turned up her nose at me, Caleb, like, No, not marshmallows. I'm like, I'm sorry.
You can't have both?
I guess. But anyhow, yeah, I don't know. That seems, I think those are different, because I think the other would be a little bit more popular.
You would think, yeah. Most disliked Thanksgiving side dishes, this kind of hurts me a little bit. 25% of Americans say they very much dislike green bean casserole. I love it. In fact, again, like with Livia, there's a way that they have, hey, here's the most popular Thanksgiving things, and here's, you know, the caloric value. And yes, you can have them. Just figure out your portion sizes. And so green bean casserole is on there, and that's one of the ones I'm picking. It's like, yeah, uh-huh. I absolutely want that. But, yeah, 1/4 of Americans say, nope, we'll pass on that.
Wouldn't you know, that's the other dish we're supposed to bring on Saturday. I like it too, Caleb. It's fantastic. It's one of those, you know, you get the cream of mushroom soup in there and the French onion on top. It's fantastic. And you work it in and on top, right? And this is another one that's a big blow to central Wisconsin, right? Because cranberry sauce, 24% said, nah, I think I'll pass on that.
See, I'm... Maybe not a huge, and I feel disloyal to my state, but I'm not necessarily a huge cranberry sauce person. But again, we got to support, I do remember a family cookbook where there were stories with each recipe, and my grandpa shared about how one time he'd made some gravy and had read somewhere that it would get a little zip if you added cranberry sauce to it. And so he added a jar of cranberry, something like that. And so he said, yeah, it tasted fine, but no one would touch it because it looked purple. So that's the enduring story of the cranberry sauce gravy.
Be careful on what color your gravy is. So what's the question we posted in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group?
The question is this. So 1 week before Thanksgiving, what's a popular Thanksgiving side dish that you'll just keep passing when it gets to you. Mm-hmm. So again, a nice way of saying you don't care for it. You don't like it. We've had a lot of responses. We'd love to hear yours as well. Again, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's a private group, so just ask to join. We'll let you in. Or 715-396-1670 by text or voicemail. The WIB listener line, which hopefully is in your phone already, 396-1670. A Thanksgiving side dish that you say, I'm just going to be polite, but keep on passing it when it gets to you at the Thanksgiving table.
We gave you some of the top answers last half hour. It was sweet potatoes. We thought without any jazzing it up.
Candied yams, they called it, right?
Yeah, so, candied yams is what they called it. Green bean casserole, and it was cranberry sauce. But Brenda chimes in and says green bean casserole for her. She's going to skip.
Chris, God bless Chris. She says, nothing. I love it all.
There you go.
What a great Thanksgiving attitude.
Jessica says she'll pass on the sweet potato casserole.
And again, you and I had a difference of opinion in that, because I'm like, yeah, I'll pass that on, but that's one of your favorites, right?
No, I mean, I don't have favorites, but I think it's popular. Good when you jazz it up with something.
Oh,
you
sure.
Know, just the standard, but when you put some of the marshmallow or some of the...
I will say, aesthetically, those golden brown marshmallows on top, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
Eileen says turkey. She says, I know it's not a side dish, but I just... Yeah, can't stand the turkey.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, there are those non-turkey fans out there. I'd like the turkey and I'd like the dark meat, please. Pam also says the jellied cranberries, not for her.
Ryan, another one. Well, Ryan and Chris both say green bean casserole, not for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we can understand why it was number two.
I guess so, and that's the thing. My difference of opinion without being like, oh, I really enjoy it. Look forward to it.
Yeah, Jake also saying he'll pass on the yams, and Kayla says no stuffing for her.
That's the first one we've had saying stuffing. Melissa, well, you know what? We'll follow it up here. Melissa says, no to the green bean casserole, no to the cranberries, and no to the stuffing.
Yeah, there we go. And also Sarah says, nothing. I love it all.
And final one, final response we have here. Melody says, potatoes. She says, I wait for the dressing to come around, but going to skip the potatoes. Looks like we have someone weighing in on the WIB listener line as well at 396-1670. Shelly says, I pass on pumpkin pie. Okay.
Wow. Could I have your piece, Shelly, please? A little whipped cream, please? All right. Very good. Outstanding. Get your answers in there, and maybe if we get enough new answers, we'll do it again after 8:15.
This is interesting to me. Again, we all have our different tastes around the Thanksgiving table. And
absolutely,
we have a very special birthday announcement as well this morning, too.
That's right.
So Hope, and again, Hope actually is the daughter of Kevin, who is our friend Kevin Juggling Balloons. And Hope is 8 years old today. Happy birthday, Hope. And both her mom and dad let us know that she loves listening to the WIB Wake Up Show on her way to school. So Hope, I hope you have a wonderful day at school, a wonderful birthday with your friends and family. And I guess this is a song that you really like, but haven't necessarily heard it on the way to school. And so we want to make sure we play it for you today.
We are going
to
play that song, but first, Hope, this is for you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
And on your 8th birthday, Hope, enjoy this one. J.J. Heller, Thanksgiving song. 50 degrees, WWIB, good morning. We are family.
Call the kids in from outside. Tell them that it's almost time. We've all been waiting for tonight. The table set for dinner. Can't believe the year it's been. Thankful to be here again. Gather round and take a hand. Let's all say together we are grateful for these blessings, for good food with the ones we love. Our plates and our hearts overflowing. At this table, there's always enough. Tell us what you're thankful for, but don't talk when your mouth is full. Pass the gravy, pass the rolls, pass the time as we remember favorite stories. can't keep from smiling as we look around in every chair at the loved ones who have gathered here, reminding us of what we share. A reason for Thanksgiving. We are grateful for the this table, there's always enough.
Well, we are talking about things that only happen in movies this morning.
Yes, again, we have so many great movies coming out all the time, but there are some things that stretch credulity just a bit where you're saying, okay, I don't think that actually happens in the real world, and not just like Tom Cruise mm-hmm. jumping from one airplane to another.
Yeah, for instance, in the movies, it's always possible to find a parking spot directly outside or opposite the building you're visiting.
In all those movies and TV shows where there's someone staking out mm-hmm. the criminals, you wonder, hey, are they ever in a metropolis where you can't find a parking spot with a perfect vantage point? But no, no. Things that only happen in movies. Television news bulletins usually contain a story that affects you personally at the precise moment it's aired.
Mm. Yeah, things that only happen in movies. Any lock can be picked with a credit card or paperclip in seconds, unless it's the door to a burning building with people inside.
Then you can't get it open. The ventilation system of any building is the perfect hiding place. No one will ever think of looking for you in there, and you can travel to any other part of the building undetected.
Yeah. Also, in the movies, all bombs are fitted with electronic timing devices with large red digital displays so you know exactly when they're going to explode.
And you always cut that one specific colored wire just in time. Things that only happen in movies here in the WIB Wake Up Show. I like this. Should you wish to pass yourself off as a German officer, it will not be necessary to learn to speak German. Simply speaking English with a heavy German accent will do just fine.
Makes me think of an old school show, Hogan Heroes.
Hey, Hogan's Heroes, yes.
In the movies, once applied, lipstick will never rub off, even while scuba diving.
Never, ever. Things that only happen in movies on a police stakeout, the action will only ever take place when food is being consumed and scalding hot coffees are perched precariously on the dashboard.
Only in the movies, all grocery shopping involves the purchase of French loaves, which will be placed in open brown paper bags.
And those French loaves are never in bags themselves. They're always just kind of open to the air, right? And finally, in the movies, if a microphone is turned on, it will immediately feedback.
Mm. There you go. Always. Only in the movies, here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIV. NFL music? On a Thanksgiving discussion, well, yeah, the Packers are at the Lions. That's the early game on Thanksgiving Day, but they got to face the Chargers this Sunday first, Caleb.
Hopefully we don't get eaten for dinner. Goodness yeah. gracious, Lions are good.
Yeah, they are. But we are throwing out the question, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, what's something you would pass on? Because we threw it out early this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, like the candied yams, and you and I both were like, what? The green bean casserole and even the cranberries were amongst the things people were.
We're learning a little
passed.
Bit more about you this yeah. morning, too. So, again, you could say, what do you dislike? We're trying to say, what would yeah. you just politely keep on passing yeah. when it gets to you?
Right. So let us know, 715-396-1670 or on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, where we've got some more answers since we discussed this an hour ago. Jennifer says she's passing on the stuffing.
Hmm. We've had a few people saying that. I enjoy it, but yeah, some people saying not for me. Connie says sweet potatoes, not going to do that.
Karen says the green bean casserole and the stuffing.
Sue says anything sweet potato, also corn and green bean casserole. We just said, you know, what's one item, but some people are saying, no, I've got a few. Yeah.
And Beth also says she's passing on the stuffing. But now, we did get some more on the listener line.
Yeah, so Cliff from Spooner, he says, I say no thanks to green bean casserole and yes to pumpkin pie, but he says, my wonderful wife Shelley, just the opposite.
So she says no to pumpkin pie, but yes to green bean. Yeah, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, sure.
Well, opposites attract, Cliff. So even at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Mark said, as I get older, more items seem tasty compared to some picky eating growing up. So he said, hard to think of a Thanksgiving food that I don't like.
And we'd mentioned some with Shelly. She says, I don't like anything pumpkin or lemon. Banana cream is the best for me.
It's a great pie.
All right. Yeah, some great ones. We may have a pie question for you coming next week.
I feel like we should have a pie question at some point.
There we go. You're on WWIB. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday morning, 1 week until Thanksgiving. And you've heard us talking about supporting Feed My People. And, yeah, please do that. Yeah, because then the December 10th deadline on that, right?
Yes. Yeah. So coming up December 10th. So not a lot of time left. And, yeah, we're focusing on all the things we have to be grateful and thankful for. A great opportunity to, again, pass those riches and blessings on to others, because we all have enough to share, don't we? And Holly from Phillips, again, love hearing from all over the place, jumps in on the wire here, and she says, we're passing on the pumpkin pie. We're going to do a white chocolate strawberry cheesecake instead. She says her whole family doesn't like pumpkin pie, so they're going cheesecake. All right.
All right. Might as well. So go ahead and do that. I found out from my sister that her husband, not a big fan of turkey, so we're actually going chicken cordon bleu on the big day a week from today.
Hey, pie.